Right now, 6:21 on the ticket, and it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. All right. A few Idiocracy-sounding stories here for you. There was a French jet that was trying to land at an airport in Corsica, and they had to keep circling for an hour because the air traffic controller was taking a nap on their desk.
Oh, my gosh.
Literally taking a nap. So the security locks on the tower doors apparently slowed the access to the rest of the staff while they were trying to get in there to wake up the one air traffic controller who was in there who had kind of turned off the lights, get a little shut eye. You just circle for a little while. I'm just going to grab 40 winks.
Wow.
Why is napping called 40 winks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because winking is closing one eye, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why it's called 40 winks. Why 40? I don't know, but
yeah, I wish we knew.
A wink kind of implies you're half awake, half asleep. One eye's closed.
40 winks definition.
And didn't Lizzie Borden give her dad 40 winks?
Wax.
Whoa, that's vulgar.
It likely comes from an indefinite use of the number 40 referencing biblical events or a general large amount, combined with 14th century use of wink, meaning a short sleep or nap.
Wink.
Just an old saying.
Okay, an old saying. But anyway, they... jet had to circle for an hour, finally lands safely, but once again highlighting something we talked about yesterday, which was we don't have enough air traffic controllers in this world. God needs to let more air traffic controllers be born.
Right.
I mean, that's what God does, right? He's very interested in occupations. That's why they always say God needed a good center fielder when some athlete dies, or God's always fielding people for their jobs that they did on Earth.
Be careful what you say, though. That's run by the FAA. That's our government. How would you know if we have enough air traffic controllers?
George is hopping mad.
I think you need to bring it down over there.
We're going to talk about that Muse in the News today, the Jimmy Kimmel story.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that was unrelated. I just thought that applied to everything.
No, we'll talk about Jimmy Kimmel because I guess we are getting into it here because it's a little shocking, right? A show just all of a sudden suspended indefinitely. And this coming after Colbert, it was announced that he's got, less than a year now? Because they're not going to renew his show?
Mm-hmm.
So I also think that late night talk shows will go away, just in general. They've certainly lost their cultural importance over the time that we've been alive.
Apparently not. Apparently, they still have heavy cultural importance.
Yeah, I know, but not the ratings.
So much uproar.
So they cause uproar with the government circles, but maybe not so much with the people anymore. I don't know. It does seem strange. I know, Giorgio, you're can't miss on talk shows, aren't you?
You still
watch them.
I still watch Kimmel. I record it and I watch it every once in a while. Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is that everything has lost ratings. Have the late night talk shows lost an equal percentage of ratings, say, as the big primetime shows, which used to get 40s
right.
and 50s?
Used to get large ones. Are they still relatively... No, they can't have the same relative dominance, can they? Because Carson was the biggest one. Johnny Carson on NBC, and so when he got ratings, I think he was the highest rated.
But MASH is the still most watched television program, the final episode of MASH, in the history of this country, even more than a Super Bowl. And now the most watched primetime show is 10 million?
Probably wouldn't
million?
Even recognize the name of it.
Right. So you could also argue that has fallen dramatically, just like Late Night has fallen from the Carson days.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jimmy Kimmel out. How do they scramble and, what do these stations do?
They played Celebrity Jeopardy, Celebrity Family Feud last night.
Anupama.
And I don't know if it was one that was run earlier in the day or just I don't know what it was.
And for those that don't know the story, and once again, we'll do it more in depth at 7:15, but Kimmel had a monologue that talked about Charlie Kirk and MAGA and Trump, and people were upset about it. And then the group of ABC-affiliated stations that were owned by this one company were in revolt and very pissed off about it. And so ABC, I guess, is trying to get some FCC deal done, which the government is involved in. And so it's like a preemptive move to quell the political backlash where they can get their deal done. And so they say, okay, we'll indefinitely suspend Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, it's a very complicated story because there's financial elements to it that I really don't understand about FCC approval and all that to a new merger. But yeah,
merger is a laser term to me.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to everyone, and now we live in a society where just the mention of media, and that gets people ready to fight. What do you mean the media? Media did what? Well, as Andy Rooney said, yes, the media is important. It's important if you want to have a democracy.
Yes, the media is important.
And anytime you start trying to control that from the federal or state or local government, man, that is a problem for all of us. And I don't care what side you're on. And I don't care if you like or dislike Jimmy Kimmel. And there's some of us that are really, really tired of being, hey, don't say that. Don't say it. I shouldn't be afraid of my own government.
You need patriotic music or something.
No, I don't. There. I don't want patriotic music, but I'm tired of just, you know, oh, geez, walking on eggshells.
That's
not what this country is about. It is not what this is about.
No, Americans should not fear their leaders. That's 1930s stuff.
They should not fear the government leaders. We should only fear advertisers.
Right,
as broadcasters.
That too.
But the advertisers,
anything, because
but the advertisers react like this because they fear the leaders.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very strange time.
And maybe it's in their own heart. Hey, I don't want to advertise on a station that feels that way. And that's your right. That's fine if you don't want to do it. But there are. I wonder how many. Maybe I'm the only one. But I bet there are a lot of people in the media who are sick and tired of this. Sick and tired of being vilified. Sick and tired of talk like this. Like, oh, yeah, it's about time. I hate Jimmy Kimmel. Well, wait a minute. I thought just a week ago, weren't y'all telling us this is about free speech and that someone should have the right to have free speech? He's a comedian. It's a joke.
It's a G.I. Jane joke.
he was going to. And he did it within the context of playing a clip from Trump himself, who did react like a four-year-old talking about his goldfish dying. But don't say anything. It's coming after you next. Well, you know what? I've been doing this a long time. Fine. Fire me.
Please.
Don't fire George because that takes me down with him. Well, what are you doing?
Please fire me too. I'd like to kick my feet up.
Yeah, you know, the free speech discussion is always interesting because it always seems to move. You never know what someone's talking about when they're talking about free speech. I mean, sometimes we talk about, well, it's freedom from consequences. Other times we talk about its base level. In this country, it should be freedom from government persecution for free speech. Yeah. Outside of the yelling fire in the crowded theater.
Right.
Someone should be allowed to talk. But I guess the problem here is, the government can also say, look, we had nothing to do with this. This was ABC deciding to get rid of Jimmy Kimmel. You know, with the wink of that had nothing to do with our approval of whatever deal that may be coming down the pipe later.
You have enough people spread throughout the government doing your work for you that are working for the FCC or working for some other governmental agency. Yeah, you can say, well, that's just the way it happened.
Well, if we're still on the air at 7:15, we're going to talk about this a little bit more, as well as some other great issues, such as a doctor who did not handle doing surgery very well because he had to take a break in the middle of the surgery he was doing for a very unusual reason. That at 7:15.